This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Ecuador has agreed to a reciprocal trade agreement with the U.S. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
On March 13th, Ecuador became the ninth country to sign an agreement on reciprocal trade with the United States. The agreement will take some time to implement, but once in place, it will remove both tariff and non-tariff barriers for U.S. beef and pork exports. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Economic Analysis Aaron Borer has the details.
The tariff on beef is basically 20%, and that's phased to zero in the agreement over 3 years. And for pork, tariffs of 45% are mostly phased out. There are some exceptions. So the further processed products and sausages will see tariffs remain at 30%. But for most of the frozen and nearly all of the chilled potential business, those tariffs are phased out from 40%.
The agreement also calls for recognition of all USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service inspected facilities as eligible for export to Ecuador, removing the need for individual facility approvals.
This has been really key across these agreements, getting countries to recognize FSIS as the U.S. Food Safety Authority as the competent authority, and therefore recognizing all FSIS inspected facilities as eligible to export, rather than going through onerous questionnaires, plant-by-plant audits, maintaining plant lists, which have gotten to be unmanageable. And so instead, recognizing FSIS, the FSIS list, and thus all facilities eligible.
Borer said she expects export growth to be similar to what was seen in Guatemala after the passage of the Central America Free Trade Agreement. For this story and much more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.